I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel, Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Yeah. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Right, 2:38 on a Tuesday, and that theme song means one thing and one thing only. It's the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winner, one of the Courage Boys, back in the mornings after a two-week vacation. It is George Dunham. Hi, Ja.
Hey. I've missed you guys.
We missed you, and thank you for taking a brief moment out of your trek to answer a bunch of questions. We got a little George content.
Who won the competition?
Oh, I think I did.
It was mine.
Is that right?
Yeah, you won. Mine did.
I got you, George. And then last week we took an afternoon deuce. We had Mike Ducey was in for you.
That can be painful.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're eating, right?
Was a Taco Tuesday, so
a little extra eating.
So speaking of food, you said that South Carolina is an incredible food destination. You sort of glazed past that. What exactly did you munch on?
Man, I think for four straight days I had grits.
Okay.
and not just any grits, the best grits in the world. They make them with a lot of cheese, and I don't know. They're just next-level grits. A lot of seafood with that.
Shrimp and grits?
A lot of seafood with that, like scallops and shrimp. And I think just about every meal had, and you'll laugh because you think, yeah, big deal, cornbread.
Okay.
Dude.
But,
so good.
Man, the cornbread is out of this world good.
It's like all sweet
of it
cornbread?
Is. It's so good. What's that?
Is it sweet or is it traditional?
Yeah, it's a little bit sweet. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's almost like, yeah, a couple places had it a little sweet because it was almost like a dessert. But, man, they serve it in this little cast iron pan and it's just so good. So good.
Sounds like you need a cigarette right now.
Has Ham had, I'm sure you've had grits and cornbread before, Ham?
It's got to be a particular cornbread. It's not the one where it's super corny, but it's more like...
Bready?
Bready, yeah.
Less
Whoa,
corn.
Can I get a quick one?
Yeah.
Do you know what grits are?
Yeah, they're like hash browns.
Go on.
You've got 20 more seconds?
I think we found something here. I bet Ham has never had grits.
Have you?
Are they not the same?
They come from the sea.
It's not fish.
Grits is more like
it's not caviar.
Fruit. Like a cornmeal type.
Yeah, it's
like
a
soft,
grainy, almost like a small oatmeal.
It's mushy.
Yeah, it's like a breakfast food.
I'm guessing Ham would
not.
Oh,
I've had this before, yeah.
You've had this. Okay.
There's no sugar or red dye food coloring in it.
There's no
it's
gummy
not
nerds.
Fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't dip a fun dip stick in it?
Yeah. I'll have an order of grits and nerds, please. The red ones.
The visual of grits chop. in a Fun Dip stick is pretty funny, though. I see him licking the stick and going in like, oh, no, this isn't good. It needs more sugar.
Well, Ja, I have more vacation questions because you said you saw live action on the golf course and you saw a gator.
Yes.
Okay.
And I see this gator.
No attack.
I put that picture of the one that we got pretty close
Gators.
To. And I bet we were 15, 20 feet from him. And it raised that question, how close should you get to a gator? And then I had a couple of guys send me pictures of them playing golf. And some dude's like kneeling by a gator, like, I don't know, 8 feet away from him.
This guy looks like he's looking at you, too. Like, he's kind of giving you the side eye, even though the gator always gives you the side eye.
Like, I know about, I don't know about those other guys, but I bet I could catch Jubb. Kind of thing, yeah.
That was my question. What would be the plan of action if this thing came after you? Would you just run? But you also have, I'm guessing, like a 7-iron, too. That could maybe do some damage against a gator that size.
I don't think I could outrun one, especially now. I mean, I can't remember the last time I've actually like sprinted for my life. So I think I would maybe run a little bit, get a good grip on the 7-iron, and turn and just fight it out.
I think I could
dome bust him hard enough to where I could take a gator with a golf club. I wouldn't want to, but yeah, I think I could fight one off.
What if he did a full EA whiff on your first stroke, though, and you didn't touch him at all?
Then you turn into Chubbs Peters.
Then he might start laughing at you.
George needs a wooden hand the rest of his days.
Yeah, maybe the gator then would laugh at my ridiculous swing. I don't know.
Just
but
be
I
friends
think,
with him.
You know, and we went to a two other gator experiences. One I told on the air about when we were at Rangers spring training in Port Charlotte. And, man, that gator was huge. Mm. That gator was over 10 foot. And we started walking towards him, and he just did this quick gator shuffle and went into the water.
What up?
But we saw the speed of that gator, and I seriously don't think you could outrun one. I really don't.
Google.com says gators can run up to 35 miles per hour on land. So, yeah.
What?
Tyreek Hill cannot outrun a gator.
Okay.
This has to be a short
35?
Burst.
35 miles per hour. It says they can run 20 miles per hour in the water.
Like, their cone drill's probably not that good.
Oh, they're pretty squatty.
Well, that's what they say. They say you're supposed to zigzag. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. He would not buy your fakes. He would just keep going. And then when you cut back towards the middle, he would just eat you.
What position would the gator play if it was on the football field? I could see it being...
D-line, right?
D-line,
pass
maybe?
Rush,
yeah,
off the edge. He's off the edge if he's got that kind of speed, yeah.
Just short arms, though? Like, if you got your arms to it, maybe Tyron could... The quick punch.
Yeah, just you'd have to muzzle him. Yeah, obviously he couldn't play with the open mouth, but yeah.
What kind of penalty would that be?
Yeah, how effective would the gator be if he has to wear a full cage helmet and it can't use its
mouth?
You
have to wear a kicker helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one bar
like,
underneath his
the
chin.
Florida Gator mascot. He'd just wear that.
Chubb's defensive
helmet.
Line also has a bear on it too, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
It's quite
roughing the passer with his jaws line. On the quarterback.
Or he'd look like the old dolphin
in the middle.
Dolphin logo.
We need to put this football team together of our
the old animal
our football
defense.
Team with animals.
The old animal team.
Yeah,
gator.
Okay.
Yeah, bear. That'd be great. Oh, but the other gator thing, we went to a some sort of, I don't know, nature preserve in Florida. Me and Gordo and Craig, and that was the idea. You were supposed to walk along these paths and look at gators, and we would, but I kept wondering, okay, what's keeping these things just from teeing off on somebody? And I'm pretty sure they were from Japan because they were not speaking our language.
Okay.
And they were touching the gators.
The gator?
With like a stick.
Hey, did you try to break it? Yeah, did you lead with that and say, hey, don't poke the gator?
That's how you start giving them advice by starting out with, hey.
No, not the...
Maybe that would scare the gator if you banged a gong. Oh. Oh man.
Oh.
It does paint a picture.
Your gator's
you're just like,
gone.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. The gator gong.
Oh, the gator gong. But yeah, I don't. Have you guys ever seen them in the wild? Have you ever been close to one?
I've never seen one up close.
Not close, but my mom used to live in South Texas down around the valley near Brownsville, and they had a freshwater resaca, and there was just a neighborhood gator that just lived there. And everybody's like, man, they made peace
he was
with
cool?
the gator. Yeah.
Like he'd hang out and stuff?
He didn't attack anybody, so that's good.
Boy, yeah, no, that's the thing. They said, you know, don't feed the gators if
smart
you know, from your golf cart or anything. But I don't know if you guys heard that the guy
Cheetos.
Who was don't give him Cheetos. No tendies.
I always bring a good guy with a gator just in case.
Yeah.
But the four caddy told us that they're on Hilton Head. There had been four attacks, and they were all the same situation. It was an older woman walking a small dog.
Mm.
And the gator would first go after the dog, and then as the woman would try to defend her poor little pet, he'd get her.
Like, ultimately get her, or just injured?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like drag her in the water and chomp.
So he got an appetizer.
That's
a full entree.
That's the story you should have told your Asian friends.
Boudin balls, and then got a full plate of
eggs. This is why you don't get close.
Dog boudin.
I know you guys aren't walking a dog right now, but you're really dangerously close to being eaten. No, they freak me out.
Asians?
Like, I like to ski on the weekends, but I don't know if I could, like, ski in East Texas or Louisiana where they have gators. That would freak me out.
But not in the middle of the lake, right?
Why not?
Like, you get up into a cove, sure, but in the middle of the lake, I don't think the gator is going to be a factor.
I don't know if they're pulling you behind a fan boat.
Still ski on the weekend.
And there's no way to win. Like, you can't run from it. You can't fight it. He probably has his bros around him.
It'll run underwater and catch it.
I mean, I think we're really lucky that they're not more aggressive, because I don't think they are very aggressive. They occasionally do attack. But what if they just, like, really had it out for us?
I don't think there
would
be.
Like, if they declared war, like in Planet of the Apes or something.
I don't think there would be very many alligators if they had it out for us. I think we would neutralize them. Because we have weaponry.
I don't know.
Like, if they just.
I think in Louisiana and.
I don't want to have to go Hiroshima on the Florida Keys, though.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
They're really mad about the whole Gulf of America thing.
Yeah.
They just start attacking us.
I'm telling you. If somehow we could put some sort of AI chip in an alligator to make him aggressive, I think we'd all be in a lot of trouble.
Mark.
You've always been warning us about the gator uprising, and none of us took you serious.
No one's been, And you watch. That would be a movie. The gator uprising.
Do we get the bears on our side, or the bears with the gators in this?
Oh, I think the bears would side with us. They hate gators, too.
I think we win, then.
Yeah.
If we get the bears.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be such a turncoat feeding those gators information about what you guys are doing.
You're just playing both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the bears and a bunch of humans are headed down I-35.
Yeah.
The bears on a motorcycle.
Oh, George, let's continue this next week.
Yeah.
Let's continue our gator versus bear war.
They said, remember the story a couple years ago about the Argyle alligator?
Yeah.
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 We got them around here. I'm telling you, they're in Lake Louisville. They're in Grapevine. They're in the Trinity.
And there's still a cobra we haven't captured.
That's right.
It's been out there for like three or four years.
What about the cobra?
They're all going to
probably got eaten by an alligator.
And you know where else there are alligators? In the hit movie Gone Fishing.
That's
right. Bro. It all comes back to Gone Fishing.
I think Joe Pesci fights one for about 3.5 minutes. Hey, get over here. What are you doing, huh?
Next week, we break it down.
Let's do it.
All right, George. That was fun.
Laughing at me?